The portrait of Countess Mathieu de Noailles depicts the Parisian poetess of Greco-Romanian origin, Anna Elizabeth de Brancovan. Heavy drapes frame the portrait, thereby emphasizing its theatrical quality. However, Zuloaga chooses to open the composition up to a cloudscape also inspired by El Greco's backgrounds, granting maximum prominence to the sensuous figure of the woman. Finally, in the lower right angle, Zuloaga paints a still life, laying a table with books that evoke a love of literature, a pearl necklace, a symbol of passion, and a vase of roses, a token of love, forming at once a small symbolic compendium of the personality of the Countess, and updating the Vanitas theme typical of the Spanish Baroque. Although critics from around the world considered Zuloaga to be one of the best painters of the early 20th century, in Spain he was accused of extolling the country's backwardness. Perhaps because he had not received an academic education, or perhaps because he was influenced by Parisian intellectual circles and had connections with the movement known as the Generation of 98, his sources of inspiration were popular culture, 17th century Spanish painting, and Goya. His paintings were consequently characterized by their expressiveness and psychological penetration, revealing a certain romantic quality and a skillful execution, all of which would become key features of his subsequent work.